In the world of sustainability, false claims about breakthrough crops are considered to be especially heinous. At Emory University, the dedicated detective who investigates these vicious felonies is a member of an elite squad known as the Special Food Unit. These are her stories. Today, we investigate the Spaghetti Tree Hoax, a famous three-minute hoax report broadcasted on April Fool's Day, 1957, by the BBC Current Affairs program, Panorama. It told a tale of a family in southern Switzerland harvesting spaghetti from the fictitious spaghetti tree, broadcasted at a time when this Italian dish was not widely eaten in the UK, and some Bretons were unaware that spaghetti is a pasta made from wheat flour and water. Hundreds of viewers phoned into the BBC, either to say the story was not true or wondering about it, with some even asking how to grow their own spaghetti trees. Decades later, CNN called this broadcast the biggest hoax that any reputable news establishment ever pulled. It has come to my attention that an Emory student has attempted to introduce the spaghetti bush to the sustainability farm on the Oxford campus. In today's episode, I will confront this British international student to expose the truth. But first, have a listen.
It isn't only in Britain that spring this year has taken everyone by surprise. Here, in the Ticino, on the borders of Switzerland and Italy, the slopes overlooking Lake Lugano have already burst into flower, at least a fortnight earlier than usual. But what, you may ask, has the early and welcome arrival of bees and blossom to do with food? Well, it's simply that the past winter, one of the mildest in living memory, has had its effect in other ways as well. Most important of all, it's resulted in an exceptionally heavy spaghetti crop.
Good day, sir.
Good day. This won't take too long, will it? I do have to be back for tea time with Grandmother at 3.
Don't worry, I'll try not to take up too much of your time. What first got you interested in the spaghetti crop?
I suppose that my parents just used to talk about it. Every time we had pasta or spaghetti for dinner, they were completely obsessed with the bloody thing, and I guess it kind of spurred from there.
Had you ever had any reason to doubt the existence of such a crop before?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. The BBC is one of the most serious and factual networks in the entire world. There's video footage from the 50s, and so anyone who doesn't believe it has either got to be blind or deaf, or perhaps both.
Tell me, had you ever even looked at how spaghetti grows in the encyclopedia?
Encyclopedia? No, I don't think anyone even uses those, and even if I did, there's no need to research something that you already know is true. But between you and me, the encyclopedia is more of a status symbol for us British folk.
You know, yes.
Fair enough.
You know they don't actually exist, right? Spaghetti trees?
It's such a strange thing to say.
Let me show you for a second. I have this article from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and in it, it describes how spaghetti is made with wheat flour and water. Right here.
Let me get this straight. There's a department in the American government system that is devoted to spending taxpayer dollars making an article about how spaghetti is made.
Absolutely. You mean Britain doesn't have this?
This is literally why you guys are all falling through the cracks.
Well, this is literally why we had to split from the Empire.
This is American... What? That is irrelevant. And you are wrong.
I think we should just give that
all
to
right,
the spaghetti.
All right, fine, fair enough. But this is just another display of American ignorance. Think that just because there's one way to do things, no one else can. Everyone has to do it the same way. I don't appreciate the way that you're coming on like this, okay? I don't think it's fair. There's a spaghetti crop. Basically telling my parents are dirt fucking liars, and they're not. So you can shove it all. I don't have to listen to this. This is absolute... I'm sick. I'm tired.
We weren't done. Where were you going?
Your hot dogs make people fat.
And there we have it, folks. Over 6 decades later, the BBC has turned one simple April Fool's hoax into a firm belief for even those British students who are capable of getting into Emory. So be sure to be on the lookout for spaghetti trees next time you're at Oxford. Thanks for listening.